Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. Let me give you my customer number. It's 3322-826-0001.
All right, just a moment, please.
Yep, not a problem.
Can I get you to verify the name and address on your account, please?
Yeah, it's Kurt Ahrens, 3 Drover Court, Tropico Canyon, California.
Thank you for that information. I do need to let you know that your next shipment has been delayed because issue number 88 is out of stock. Now, we do have an updated restock list, so let me check that, okay?
Okay, but can I explain why I'm calling? Issue 70, I've been struggling to get that one, and I'm wondering where we're at on that, because I'm actually seeing that in order to kind of move forward. So.
Okay, let me look and see when did you request the reship on that one?
It was never sent. They kept saying it was out of stock as well. So I've never gotten it. And I think I'm up to issue 81 now. I've gotten all the way up through 81.
All right. All right. Well, let me take a look at that, okay? Hold on for me.
Yep, yep.
Okay, that was for shipment number 16. Now, that was supposed to be in shipment number 16.
Are you on the right call? This is, no, 70.
No, I know, but it was in issue shipment number 16.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, all right.
I got it, and I've been calling and asking about it, and they keep saying it's out of stock. So that's why I want to keep checking up with you guys. Cause I one time I called and they said, oh yeah, nothing's out of stock. You'll be getting that. And then I didn't get it, my next shipment. And then I called back, said, okay, where's issue 70? And then I get told it's out of stock. You know, it should be going out this week. If you don't get it, you know, in 7 to 10 days, then give us another call. I give another call and still out of stock. You know, it's crazy. I mean, I was going to do the Jeep, honestly, but if this is the stuff you got to deal with every time you want to do anything.
No, it's usually not. And I do apologize for this, okay?
Yeah.
Let me see where it's at, okay? Hold on.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. Okay, yes, it is out of stock. It is due to be back in stock by the end of this month, but that's no reason for that not to have been the reship to be requested.
Yeah, I didn't realize it hadn't even been requested.
It's like, oh, wait a minute.
The fact that I've never been shipped it at all.
Yeah, it should have been with issue number 16. I mean, with shipment number 16.
I was told by the rep at that time that nothing was out of stock, that I should have received it. And so then I looked through my shipment, and I said, yep, no issue 70. And then I call in, and they say, oh, yeah, that's out of stock. And I'm like, okay, so when are we looking to get that? And then I'm told, well, 7 to 10, it's going to go out tomorrow. And nothing comes. And then I call, and they say, oh, it's out of stock. So this is literally like my fourth call regarding that.
All right, well, let's get that taken care of right this minute.
And what did you say was holding up my next shipment?
Hold on, I'll have to go out of it and come back.
I thought you said 80, and I was like, no, I have 80. I've got all the way.
Oh, no, number 88. I wrote it down. I don't know why I had to do that. Number 88.
Okay, I get you now.
Now, you never skipped number 70, did you?
Temporarily, but then I called right back like I was instructed, and then I said, look, I want to call back. I've been instructed to call. They said, oh, well, you don't need to worry about it. We have 70 now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Great.
Okay.
So,
well, let me check your skip list and see if it's there. If it is, I will take it off and get it shipped, okay?
Okay, great.
So just hold tight for me while I look into this.
All right.
All right, I'm going to have to do this by escalation because it's not something that I can reship because it indicates that it was never shipped. So let me take care of that and let they can force the system to do it, not to ship anything that's not there, but can put the order on, can put in the order for you.
Okay.
They can do that where I cannot.
Okay.
All right, hold on for me.
Okay.
California homeowners, if you are sick of paying too much money for electric bills and you have a meter that looks like this in your home,
hello, my name is Professor John Kelly and this is the Weaver Auto YouTube. In this episode, we are going to completely disassemble a 2017 Chevrolet Bolt with a B lithium-ion battery pack. Sitting right here behind me is a 57 kilowatt-hour battery pack from our brand new 2017 Chevrolet Bolt. I have a previous video on removing this battery pack, which is actually pretty simple to do. Now, we are going to take the cover off of this thing and completely disassemble it. But before we disassemble this battery, there are a few corrections I need to make to things that I said in the video on removing the battery. Thanks to feedback from viewers like you, there were a few things I would add. I can see another coolant line going down to a coolant plate. We can see the two low voltage connections coming in on this black harness that goes over to the battery energy control module. Anything in black?
I'm still here, so just hold on for me.
No problem.
All right, I've got that escalation submitted, so they'll go ahead and get you lined up to get issue number 70. All right. Now, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that's it. So the next shipment you said is delayed because of issue 88.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When do you expect that to go out?
It should be available by the end of the month.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Most important thing, because it's really holding me up at this point in time.
Okay. Well, I've got it requested, and so when it's available, they'll get it right out to you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. Thank you for calling us here at Eagle Moss, and you have a great afternoon.
All right. Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.